The wind whips around me as I soar through the night sky, my wings cutting through the air with ease. The transformation from human to dragon is always exhilarating, but tonight, there's no time to revel in the freedom of flight. My mind is focused solely on one goal, finding my father and securing his help for Violet. As I leave the grounds of Misthallow behind, I glance back. The castle stands dark and imposing against the starlit sky, and somewhere within its walls, Violet is trapped and alone. The thought sends a surge of determination through me, propelling me faster towards the Scottish mountains. The landscape below changes rapidly as I fly, urban sprawl giving way to rolling hills and eventually the rugged peaks of the highlands. I know these mountains like the back of my hand, or, perhaps more accurately, like the scales on my wings. This is where I grew up, where I first learned to shift and fly. As I approach the hidden valley where my father makes his lair, I let out a roar, the dragon's call that echoes off the mountainsides. I circle the valley once, twice, before diving. I land on a wide ledge outside a cave, shifting back to my human form as my feet touch the ground. The cold mountain air bites at my skin, but I barely notice it. Dragon blood runs hot, even in human form. "Flint!" My dad's voice rumbles as he joins me. He's a tall, broad-shouldered man with the same ice-blue eyes as mine, his hair whipping in the wind. "What happened?" The sense of urgency in his voice is comforting. He knows, without knowing, that shit has hit the fan. "It's about Violet." Quickly, I explain the situation about Briar's murder, the accusations against Violet, her isolation, and Nathaniel's influence. As I speak, I see my dad's expression grow increasingly grave. "Now she's locked away, alone and vulnerable to Nathaniel's manipulations." I finish, my voice tight with worry. "We need to get her out, to protect her, but Blackthorn won't listen to reason. Thorn has gone into her mind to try and help her, but..." Glacier is silent for a long moment, his gaze distant as if considering something far beyond our current conversation. Then he focuses on me, his eyes sharp and intense. "There's much about Violet that you don't know. That she doesn't know herself, I suspect." "Ugh," I say, frustration creeping into my voice. "We don't have time for riddles. Violet needs help now." He nods, his expression becoming serious once more. "You're right, of course. We'll discuss this further when the immediate crisis has passed. For now, let's focus on getting Violet to safety." Relief washes over me, so strong it's almost dizzying. With my father's support, surely we can convince Blackthorn to release Violet, but if not, I've seen firsthand the power Glacier commands. "Thanks, I say. My voice thick with emotion. He cuts me off with a wave of his hand, but his eyes are kind.
"Save your thanks, Flint. Now we should go. Every moment we delay is another moment Violet is in danger."
I nod, stepping back to give us both room to shift. As I feel the change begin, my bones elongating and scales rippling across my skin, I wonder about his cryptic words. What does he know about Violet that we don't? How will it affect our already complicated situation? But those are questions for later. Right now, all that matters is getting back to Misthallow as quickly as possible. We take to the sky together, two dragons streaking across the night. Despite the urgency of our mission, I feel a thrill at flying alongside my father. It's been too long since we've done this, and I've missed it more than I realized. As we approach Misthallow, I feel dread well up. What will we find when we arrive? Has Thorn managed to reach Violet through the dream realm? Has Cain kept his promise not to tear the place apart in our absence? We land just outside the school's wards, shifting back to human form. The castle looms before us, dark and imposing. But something's different. There's a tension in the air, a feeling of barely contained chaos. "Something's happened," I mutter, striding towards the main gates. My father follows close behind, his presence reassuring and formidable. As we enter the grounds, the first thing I notice is the noise. Shouts, running footsteps, the unmistakable sound of magic being cast. Fear grips me as I break into a run, my father keeping pace easily. We round a corner and I skid to a halt, taking in the scene before me. Blackthorn pushes his way to the front of a group of staff members, frantically trying to fix the tower, and, I'm guessing, find Thorn and Kane, who is nowhere in sight. His eyes widen as he takes in my father's presence.
Glacier, he says, his voice grim and pissed off. This is unexpected.
His last word is directed at me with a ferocity that makes my hackles stand up. Dad steps forward, his presence seeming to fill the surrounding area.
Luke, I believe we need to have a discussion about the treatment of a certain student under your care.